Hello, Alex here before the episode. Just a quick one to say, we've got some audio issues similarly to last time. Different audio issues, but still lockdown related audio issues. So sorry about that. Also, this episode was initially substantially longer. I've taken out a lot of just like anger, just like long winding venting rants that just repeated themselves, and it was just, yeah, it was basically just the two of us getting it off our chest. We'd end up going in circles and we're talking about the same thing over and over again, and it just basically it was rubbish and not really constructive. And I think at like this particular moment of time, we just need constructive, positive energy. It was just like another 45 minutes of just going round in circles, being angry, not really saying anything of value. So yeah, so if you come out the other side of this and think, oh well, those guys seem particularly chipper. So imagine like 22 and a half minutes of me just venting, and then 22 and a half minutes of Ryan just venting, wordless nonsense anger. And I think you've pretty much got it on the head. So yeah, that's why we probably seem net more chipper than I think we should. But yeah, cheers.
Hello everyone, welcome to the firm, and
Welcome back after a long hiatus. Well, another long hiatus. Of course, we shall introduce ourselves as any good podcast hosts would do.
Alex, you came a bit down.
Yeah. So, I of course am Alex, and I'm joined by my good friend Ryan.
Hello, everyone. How you doing?
Yeah.
Well, what did it take to make her come out and get back on the microphone, Alex?
Well, it took the first piece of news that we've had in months.
Holy shit! Well,
No, I'll put the vitriol back.
Well, it's very much like how the family get together at a funeral in many ways, isn't it? Like, in a minute, it's glad to see people you haven't seen in a while, but the circumstances could be better. But I don't want the tone of the podcast to be too, dour.
Yeah, there's. I'm feeling quite a strong mix of grief and anger at the moment. Sort of a mild impotent rage sprinkled in, like some chives on my omelette of dead Gilboa.
Why were you invested in Gilboa by
Yeah,
chance? No.
it's frustrating. I tell you what, but for the sake of positivity and for the sake of not being utterly miserable, we're starting a timer. We're starting a timer, and once that goes off, we're not going to be negative again. All right?
Okay, yeah. And the listeners are going, and now you introduce the talking timer for Ryan.
Yeah. Here we go. Okay. Right.
Starting now.
Right. I'm frustrated that the process, looking back, it feels to me as though it was drawn out longer than it had to be. I feel like this has been on the cards for a while. And though it's been on the cards, it feels that I don't know. Obviously, we don't know what's happened behind the scenes. We don't know what's happened behind the scenes. I've got a strong feeling that Matt and Lox have wanted to keep their baby alive as long as possible, and decisions have been made based on, well, what's the company going to make decisions based on it?
Yeah.
And I think the stock issues, the resupply issues, it was always out of stock. It was always out of stock, which says to me that it's either selling well or you're not getting enough stock in. I don't work in an operations department, so I can't say that with any kind of credentials.
We can only guess.
Yeah, but to me, it at times it really felt like it was becoming intentional. Yeah, and I'm just honestly just upset. This is a game that I really enjoy,
Yeah.
I've met people who I wouldn't have met otherwise, and it's I've come out, I say come out the other side of it with good friends, close friends, not just acquaintances that I wouldn't have met without it. Yeah, and that well, this podcast, this stupid podcast, that we put time in, we put money in to host it and stuff, and we've enjoyed speaking to people like developing it. People, we've spoken to, who have we had? We've had Bryce, we've had Jamie, we've had Dom, and people who we really enjoyed speaking to about something they're passionate about,
we're passionate about, and it's this sort of last minute thing feels very finger pointy.
I'm going to give the UFP timer and clap you in for give the wooden block for like 10 seconds. You've got to 10 seconds until
So that's all it is for me. It feels like like bullet points. I am sad, I am angry. It feels like this has been more drawn out than it should have been. It feels like it's not being finished. The fact that we're being dropped with just 4 minor guilds left to go, I don't know. It feels to me like it could have been at least finished. Like a season 5 final update for 4 new guilds. I mean, I know a lot of time and money goes into them, but
yeah. Well, yeah, I'm right there with you. The thing that annoyed me about the letter generally, yeah, the kind of dismissiveness about the whole thing. I'd have respect for, you know what, we love this game, but like the models just aren't shifting. You've got people you play with, it feels like, you know, it's just a really active game, but the people just aren't there. Like, people aren't buying it, and if people don't buy it, we can't make a thing. Like, we're not, I've said it before with Steamforged, it's one of the things I kind of, you know, like about them, quote unquote, but like, they're a lemonade stand who became a company.
Yeah.
And that happened with Dark Souls, but the point is, fucking, you know, Guild Ball was their foot in the door. And it just, yeah, it does feel like they've known for a while, and they've gone, oh yeah, the community, the competitiveness, no new players, COVID-19. And I felt like all that was just a barrier, so they didn't have to say, we're a company now. Oh, he cut into my 30 seconds.
That's it, there we go. We've got to be positive now. But no, yeah, it's Guild Ball, to me, is a story of two gamers who, like, literally achieved the dream. Like, who hasn't idly had the daydream of, well, you know, I think I'd improve this rule, I'd do that. If I was to do a system, it would be like this. You know, yeah. It's like the Disney film, like, of, like, the two people just bringing their step, create this amazing game, you know.
It's the Dungeons & Dragons movie that should have been made. Like, yeah, two nerds get together and decide to make a game and end up doing it. But yeah. Almost like you almost kind of like cackle and gape your lip, kind of feel like we actually got away with it. Yeah, I don't want to hammer on too fucking much about it. Cause for all like the fact that Steamforged are basically kind of going, we're washing our hands of it, the game is done. And yeah, it'd be nice to have the 4 minor guilds. I'm quite optimistic the more I think about it.
That's it. I mean, one thing we wanted to really lean on is that we both, without even saying it, well, we realise obviously once we start talking about it, but we're both quietly confident for the future. You know, it's a solid rule set. You know, it's a solid game. I think the game's in a good place right now. You know, there's a few things that, well, when Matt suggested the field test, when that came up, we started playing around with a few things. You know, we looked at but the things we were looking at were very minor changes that you were suggesting when you put that thing together.
Yeah.
I think that the core rules, as they are in a strong place. I don't think there's a couple of cards that are probably on the higher end of the power curve, but I don't think there's any one model that is so bust if you bring it, you automatically win.
Right? Yeah.
So I think the game as it is, like, if you, well, I was about to say, if you draw a line under it, they have drawn a line under it. I think. It's all right, and thanks to people in the community and the community around it, I think we're in a good position. You know, who have we got in the community? We've got all the apps. You know, there's an app that was supported by Steamforged, but it wasn't made by Steamforged.
Well, yeah.
So we've got some fantastic, like, think of the community leaders we've got out there. We've got the apps that you're still going to be able to use in order to play. We've GB Keeper, GB Manager. I can't remember the guys who made them, but like, thank you. I think you by doing that have put us in a position where we can continue to keep the game going.
Yeah.
The Longshanks in particular, like Red Sam from the Longshanks. I think alone that tool puts this game in such a strong position to survive. Imagine if you took that app, like take the Longshanks or take the apps that have the cards out of it, right?
Yeah.
And make it so you have to, we were all scrabbling to download the cards now before it's like purged from the website on September the 1st. I don't know if that's what's happening. I don't know if they're putting it in like an archive.
But, I hope not. But
like, yeah, imagine that as of September the 1st, there was no way to get a hold of them and you had to ask around, like put in a Facebook group, has anyone got this card, you can send it to me, right? You'd be likely to be able to find it, but the fact that you can download an app to your phone and it's there already, right? Yeah. You've got Longshanks, we're still going to be able to arrange events, we're still going to be able to arrange tournaments. Like, these people have put so much of their own time and effort into it, you know, and like, for what? For what have they got out of it?
Yeah.
You know, like objectively, what have you got out of it? Yeah, I understand that there's a way to subscribe to the Longshanks, but you're telling me that's going to bring in enough to pay a mortgage or pay your rent?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's such a passion for it, and that's why it feels like I'm outside the timer. So I'm going to use my one chance outside the timer to be slightly negative. That's why it feels like such a slap in the face for it to have felt like it was being. It felt like there was a finger going, sorry, community, you did this. And I know we're not the only people who feels like that, and that's why it's such a slap in the face. Because you look at these people and you just go, look at the time, the personal time, personal investment that people have put into these things. We've got like I said, that like Longshanks and these apps, I think between them, give us a great position to start afresh and to keep going. I know we're going to be looking to run tournaments.
Well, that's okay. I think it's a fucking starting afresh. Like the first thing when you go, oh, Steamforger to kill the game. You go, okay. Well, what's the particular problem? Well, There were four minor guilds. Well, yeah, they won't be coming out. Well, okay, there won't be some new model for new cards. The way I view it, Steamforged haven't killed the game.
Mm.
They've let it go.
Yeah.
And now it's in our hands.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way I view it. I don't view it as, like, Steamforged have taken it away from the community. I view it as now the community gets to enjoy Guild Ball in a manner of speaking.
Look what happened to Blood Bowl. Look what happened to Necromunda. Mordheim.
Oh, yeah.
Battlefleet Gothic. Epic 40k.
I am always very reticent to compare anything to like GW property. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They have a level of popularity you can't really contend with.
Mm.
But to say it's like, now that Steamforged have, like, if we'd have played a game the day before they ended Guild Ball and the day after, what was the functional difference?
Yeah.
Nothing really.
They didn't, like, they haven't gone, okay. So as of the 1st of September, we won't be updating anything. There won't be anything. We're like, even if they purge it from the website, like I said, I'm not sure if that's happening. But like, there isn't then going, and then stop to September the 2nd, the Steamforged lorry's coming round, and it's going to take all your Guild Ball models off you. You know? Like, everything's still here. We can still keep playing. And we will keep still playing. I know, yeah. We will. And I'm hoping that, like, in a post-COVID world, when we can get back on the board in, like, shops and in tournaments, like, I'm hoping that we're going to be able to keep going with that, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and how you said, it feels like they've given it back to the community. They've given it to the community. I know that there's already a community project going, like, of people actively heading to keep it alive.
Yeah, perfect.
The WTC is still going forward, which, like, I've said, because it's the Inspiring Hat. I'm going to double check this. I want to get this right now. It's the Inspiring Hat. I'll use web handles instead of trying to use names because my pronunciation's atrocious. It's the Inspiring Hat, Wandler, and the Question NL.
Okay.
These three have like started the community project to sort of go, right, like, this will not die, we will keep the game going. And they've already got like a committee of people together.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like we're in free fall. The parachute's already been ripped, you know, we're already back in control.
Well, yeah, I'm okay. For me, if you run a tournament the day after Steamforged killed the game, what changing?
No.
You still get your ranking, you can still play with all the models currently available. And the thing I view particularly is that now that even though the minor guilds haven't been, like, have kind of effectively been taken off the table, if a guy got together and went, you know what, I'm going to hire a 3D sculptor, I'm going to knock out some cards, I'll submit them to the committee. I'll make the STL file free online. Mm. And you can print them out on a 3D printer or whatever. What's to stop a guy from doing that?
Here's my skirmish football, the policeman team.
Nothing bans you from making fan-made. A guy, like, again, we've designed our own model just for the sake of fucking around.
Yeah, yeah.
But who's to say I can't put that up? I've seen one guy who did a Weaver's Guild.
That was phenomenal.
Beautiful card. Yeah, if a guy went, you know what, I'm going to do fucking models for this and people can 3D print and play with them.
Mm.
there you go, you've got a fresh miner.
Mm.
Like, I think now more than ever, people can just step in. You can proxy models, go, you don't even need like a, and again, that's just being kind of optimistic on my end. If someone went, I'm just designing cards, and enough people agreed that they were okay and balanced, and went, yeah, proxy models. All you need is the fucking base to make it work in Guild Ball. It's not like you're, I know the former rules. I've never been to a tournament and gone, thank God for the guiding hand of Steamforged, or else this thing would be a shit show. Because, like, yeah, the community run the whole thing. Long Chance community run, the apps community run. The people who attend are obviously part of the community. Like, Steamforged guys show up, but to be honest, I'm fairly sure they were going to show up anyway.
Yeah. I think they absolutely would.
Yeah.
And that's why, that's. I've seen a lot of people saying I will never buy a Steamforged product again. I've seen a lot of people flash selling all their Steamforged stuff.
Nah, fair enough.
And it's, I understand, you know, we're all dealing with it, you know, and there's people who are going to have their decisions and go, right, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm getting rid of, I'll never play again. I know that I'll keep playing. As long as I'm still enjoying the game, the only person it hurts to stop playing the game is me.
Yeah, well, we've said this before, like, for me, if the entire, and we've literally used an example on the podcast before, if the entire community, literally the entire world went, we're just not playing Guild Ball anymore, fuck this game, and it was just me and you playing, I think I'd be quite happy playing my fucking Guild Ball game. Get the GB Keeper. If that guy deleted that app, I don't know where the fuck I'd be.
No, right, like what? We'd be like, oh, I've got Miranda's, I think I've got season 3 Miranda.
I can remember him giving.
All I know is Corsair doesn't knock down on one and Shark doesn't tackle on one.
Farron pin for one influence. You sure it like that? No, you must have taken it for bonus time. Anyway. Fairly sure that one per turn. No, that Raritan and E, that Rope E, that. Can put down 2 for it, like I checked.
The
community has never been in a perfectly fine place to just. Again, for the way I view it, the only thing that can kill the game is if the community decide to kill it themselves.
Mm.
Like, it's not to not get the miner, but even people turn around and go, well, there won't be fucking new models. The fuck else is new? Like, it's not like they'll fucking, you could buy them at will before.
Yeah. I've been trying to buy the fish in resin for I don't know how long.
And now we can just circumvent a lot of the bullshit. Mm. Oh no, your proxy model must be 50%. No, I'll just buy a new model.
No.
What we're going to do, believe it. Like, you go, yeah, I've got a new game called Guild Ball. Oh, what are they, fishermen? I'll just get some fisherman themed model.
Yeah.
Make them look like they're on the card. They just need a big fat bear.
Yeah.
Kraken, a big muscly guy.
I've got as close as possible. I'll put a post-it note on it if I have to.
Yeah. Looking for a big pirate. Oh no, where am I going to find a miniature of a muscly pirate?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I think you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, it's a fisherman spear. Like, yeah, fine, cool. Paint them in blue. I get the idea. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like I said, Steamforge, I don't view it as Steamforge killing the game. They're just going where we're ending our involvement.
Mm.
And with the ending of that involvement, and given the community a level of freedom they couldn't hope to enjoy, because provided Steamforge were in charge of Guild Ball, it meant there'd always be a requirement for their level of approval. Like, the community could never put forward a minor guild and go, actually, we really like this guild.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the Weaver's guild, that guy. I thought he did a really good job.
Yeah. Because it was like, they were like full art cards.
Oh, yeah, they were beautifully made. If the community had gone, like, you know what? We really fucking like this guild. We'd really like to see him done. Like, you'd kind of have to wait for Steamforge to go, yeah, go on then. You know what? We'll have Rush knock Matt out and we'll see if we'll make that a guild, but, and then like, maybe they'll get locked in China or whatever. And maybe a active volcano will prevent the ship from getting there this time. The ship goes into the Bermuda Triangle. I don't fucking know. But now the community can get together and go, yeah, okay, bang. We like them. But they'll look balanced enough. And bang, you've got a new guild.
Yeah, and an important thing to draw under that is that when I first heard that people were working on, like, not working on, when I first heard that people were sort of going, right, community project, here we go. My first worry was, oh, what are people going to do that don't have a new edition next week? Oh my, like, I just sort of spiraled. I went in, and the first thing I did with the join was go, hi guys, just double check in. What's the plan? And when you go in, I think it's a pinned message now if you're in that Discord, but they've actually come out and said, like, no, we understand that, like, this is that changing core rules is like the last thing we want to do. Like,
well, we've had this before with the field tech 4.3. I kind of quite and if nothing changed from Guild Ball from now on, except for maybe Electric Game, we play for another few months and one card is just, you know, running riot.
Mm-hmm.
A quick change can be made. If the GB manager and GB keeper guy are cool with it, they can update the card.
Well, that's it. That's the other thing is, because it was the... I don't know the ins and outs of it. Maybe they got the cards early to get them ready on the app or whatever. But as it is entirely all community-led, like, you know, the... I mean, on Longshanks, you can get all the cards now. And I think the Longshanks is as an official resource as I think we're ever going to get now.
Yeah. For me, the best thing Team Fortune can do for their reputation is leave the community to just get on with it now and hope it doesn't pollute God tier. Because that's obviously where they think the competitive thing going for them on the... I know, making animal miniatures. Cool miniatures. But, like, yeah, good guy. Fucking lost the jobs out of this. Guys who packed up the lines for this. It's not a joke. Like, again, don't get me wrong. I'm sure it wasn't an easy decision, quote-unquote, but how much sympathy are meant to offer a company? Yeah, let the fucking community have it if you've got any fucking sense whatsoever. And I mean this from Steamforge, which is a company who hires people, you know, who have rent to pay. Like, concentrate on God tier, concentrate on your animal adventure and your epic encounter. Best of luck. I don't want them to fail as a company. I think they make great products. But fuck me, like, if they even try to step in with it, I don't even fucking know. Like, didn't go off a fucking rant there, but I don't want to hear from them at the minute. Like, they couldn't even get the fucking letter right. And I'd cry, you know, I think, but yeah, I'm really fucking glad guys like the Inspiring Hat have, like, taken up, immediately just gone, fuck it, get it while the iron's hot, community project, let's go. Me and you are going to be running a fucking tournament.
Yeah, yeah. As far as I'm concerned, as soon as COVID, like, we're allowed outside again, we were going to do one anyway.
So, yeah.
Well,
that's the funny thing, isn't it? Like, for all this and for how big it feels, like, effectively, it changed nothing. Mm. Like, we were going to run a tournament the second we could. We'd been meaning to record. We had shit for other podcasts and we had computer problems. Well, you know, if you're hearing this, we're solved. For now. But yeah, we're going to run a tournament, we're going to record the podcast, and we've been fucking playing games. The only thing that pisses me off is that they kind of teased everyone with the TTS stuff.
It's frustrating that there's now a TTS with, what was it, 4 guilds on there?
Yeah, 48 models. 52, including GoPro. The only thing that annoyed me is that I actually really liked it.
we really enjoyed TTS, didn't we?
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Honestly, if I was being watched at this point, I'd go, we're going to start with stock, and when they're done, we're going to try and make 3D printable files from all the guilds. You can buy them, print out your own guild, share with the community, blah, blah, blah. And if we come back to it, yay, fun time. But I kind of wish they'd just owned up to the corporate shit. But, like, I don't view it as, like, a bad thing. Like, the second I kind of go, I'm like, oh, that's cool. The second I thought about it, like, going, wait a minute. Like, the fight, like, my little fighting guild could become an actual thing if I put effort into it I put all that effort into the field test. And I'm like, going, oh, well, you know, I kind of sent it to Matt and hope for the best. I never thought it'd, you know, break into the game.
Yeah.
But if I do a rewrite,
yeah,
maybe the community like it, they don't. Like, we've been fucking around with homemade rules kind of stuff, just fucking having a bit of fun. Like, yeah, I don't honestly think, like, the potential for opportunity literally can't be any better.
Yeah,
like, overall, I'm feeling quite good about the whole thing. Can't wait to get into a fucking tournament, can't wait to fucking play again, probably.
That's it. I mean, I'm, yeah, it's still a mix of, like, impotent rage, anger, grief. God, my voice is at times so angry. My voice is shaking. I can feel it in my chest. But yeah, there is that mix of emotions. But there is still the idea of, like, I'm just repeating myself now. But I think we're in such a good position. We're in such a good, like, if there's countless other games that if this happened to, I think it would be like the long kiss goodnight.
Yeah.
You know, but I think because of how community focused, competitive community focused, there is just such a fallback to the point where I don't even think we've lost pace. If this was a race, I wouldn't say that like we've tripped over a hurdle or anything. I mean,
yeah,
it sucks, but we've not crashed on the last turn. You know, it's that we're still in a position where it's just like, well, people who run tournaments, what are you doing? A lot of people are still going, yeah, probably put another tournament on. Yeah.
Well, we know our local mayor are already thinking on it.
Yeah.
Look at the one we want to do. I know for a fact the guy over at Lee Ida, fucking definitely thinking on it.
Mm. Yeah.
And to be honest, COVID slowed everything down.
Yeah.
And that was one of the... I know being overly negative, but that one of the things that actually quite pissed me off. I didn't even mind all the corporate talk and the testimonials and all that lot. Well, fucking like going, you know, COVID-19 happened. And well, we knew you were planning this for a month. Not born yesterday. What, you telling me it was just a coincidence? Again, it's nothing personal. It's just like, I know it's corporate shit and all
that's
that.
It's so hard because, like, I'm angry at this sort of faceless giant suit. Like I'm angry at the villain from Biker Mice from Mars, the one who's sat behind a desk, massive cigar on, to the point where you can't see his face, you know. And it's just like, and it's just where they've gone, let's kill Guildball, you know. whereas like the people who actually get hit by it are like the people who are on the front lines. Like we've always said that Guildball's in this weird position where I know the names of the people who made it, of the people who work on it, who worked on it on a day to day. You know, I couldn't tell you who Mr. 40K is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there's loads of them, and they're obviously doing a great job and they're doing hard work. But Gilbert had this weird like rock star relationship with it's like where like I couldn't tell you how many of the people I know. I've been playing miniature games for maybe 5 years now. Right, I don't know how many people who I know who've been playing it as long as I've been alive can say I've played a game against the bloke who made my game.
Yeah.
I've played Bryce loads. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'll beat him in amateur at best.
Yeah. But do you know what I mean? Like, I had a game where I was playing one of the devs, and when I finished it, another one leant over and asked me what I was thinking.
We've been to playtest events and shit like that.
Yeah.
And admittedly, drank their staff room coffee, but fucking, like, the whole thing of, you could write down a piece of paper, like, I don't think this really works. I'd probably change it to this. And you never get all confirmed, but...
it got into their hands and it got read.
Well,
you know?
I've had to take a realistic chance could actually have an effect on the game.
And that's why it's so hard to like be angry, because I don't envision that person I described, you know, the one behind the desk with a cigar. When I go blank Steamforge, any emotion about Steamforge, I now see Perkins or I see Sherwin and I just go, spoken to both of them, really reasonable blokes, really nice blokes.
Yeah, like again, I get angry because the guy kind of know who were involved in Guildball, who have lost their job, have really fucking been put out. And like I said, it's not like, I know Perkins and Matthew and Sherwin didn't get together in a room and go, fuck these two.
Yeah.
I knew if it were up to them, they'd be more than happy to fucking keep Guildball going for as long as possible. Yeah. But you get to a fucking point, don't you? Like, what am I don't want to, again, I don't want to be overly negative, because I do get a genuine feeling of optimism following the announcement.
Yeah.
So I do want that to be a takeaway just at the moment.
Yeah, the negativity timer didn't work, did it?
Oh, it's just too easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I think
that's another thing. It is so easy to be angry and to be cynical and to rage, and I think that it's entirely fair and it's entirely valid to be feeling that.
Yeah.
But I think the I've done that and I've been angry and I've raged, but I'm really trying to be constructive here. I'm really trying to be like, no, this is the right way to do it. And that's why I'm saying, like, thank you to GB Manager. Thank you to GB Keeper. I think I had GB Scrum on my phone for a while. That was brilliant. Thank you. Longshanks, like I cannot put into words, like just amazing effort, huge, just central resource. For non-tournament games, like when we're just playing in my kitchen, like, well, in a pre-COVID world where we could, I'd go, oh, hang on, run into my office, bring up Longshanks. Okay, that's the pitch we're playing on. Right, bang, here we go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but also, like, the community, the creators that we've had so far, you know, there's been Beard Minis, Roll Better, Singled Out, like, Rage Quit Wire, The Rookie.
Think out now that it does shock me just how many like just podcasting just shit there are.
Look at this. Like, this is going to be good on audio medium. I'm bringing up my podcaster app, right?
I'm loving this image, Alex.
I know. No, it wasn't meant to show that. Look how long that is. No. But like, okay, so this is my podcast. This is my podcast app. Okay, admittedly, some of these are defunct and not updating, like ourselves.
Yeah.
But we got The Firm, Roll Better, Singled Out, The Rookie, Beard Minis, Gilble Gamer, Sheffield Gilble, The Pitch, Double Dodge, Strictly the Worst, Anatomical Precision, Gilble Tonight, Rage Quit Wire, Mediocre Matchups, I've got Tap In, Push or Pass, I've got Glory Goals, Tales from the Three Cities, The Heroic Play, Hall of Legends, Rage Quit Wire, I think I've already said them, Mobile, Who Dares Wins, right? Yeah, some of them aren't updating anymore, but I had to scroll to get to a podcast that wasn't Gilble. That doesn't include YouTube.
Yeah.
That doesn't include Stay Salty Games. That doesn't include Beard Mini's his video channel.
Yeah.
You know, it, like, there is so much community. And so, first of all, anyone who's ever made anything, thank you. Thank you for that.
I almost hate doing that. It's got like almost like a sense of like going, well, goodbye, dear friend. Like, but that's my kind of thing. Like, I'm not saying I'm optimistic because I'm like, this is a brand new chapter in Gilball. It's all going to be different from now on. It's just like that dawning feeling of like, I think people are having that reaction because they want to have that catharsis of going, oh, fuck you, Steam Forge, and all that lot. But once that's done with, I'm like kind of going like, oh, well, what am I going to do with Gilball now? I'm like, no, nothing's changed.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, there is that huge thing of like, just keep going. This is where we just go, okay, cool, put one foot in front of another, and if you don't want to keep playing Gilball because of it, that's entirely fine, and I completely understand that.
Yeah.
But if you do, like, hop on Vassal. If there are particular girls you want to play, get on Tabletop Simulator.
Even play fucking, I fucking, and that is probably the thing that annoys me the most. I actually really fucking like Tabletop Simulator. I thought that was actually a very fucking good version of the game. It really fucking brings me off, actually.
Again, I think that was community led. I think that was members of the community. So there's nothing stopping this person. I mean, obviously, the great thing about Tabletop was that it had the 3D files. You know, if they aren't getting that, you know, handshake, wink, thanks for your help, here's the rest of the 3D files, fill your boots, then, you know, understandable, it's their IP, they're not going to let go of it. But there's no reason that that person can't develop from what they've done. Well, I'm saying, oh, there's no reason they can't do it. Like, it's going to take 2 minutes. Obviously, it takes ages and a lot of effort.
Yeah.
But that could be expanded to at least include paper dolls, right?
Yeah.
And you'd then still have the environment, the 3D atmosphere, the picking up and putting down the miniatures, which is why I prefer Tabletop for that.
Yeah.
I think you get the same, like, level of... I think it's closer to the Tabletop than Vassal is. I love Vassal. I played a lot of games. I'm going to keep playing Vassal. And oh my god, I didn't even mention that yet. The guys who made Vassal, like, amazing. Thank you. Okay. I think it was part of the Kickstarter. I honestly can't remember. I don't know enough about it, so I'm not going to discuss it any further. But thank you for the people who made Vassal. You know.
Yeah.
I think again we're in a good position. But. You know, the long and short of it is Gilball is dead, long live Gilball.
Yeah. Once the bitch, like I said, once you kind of got it out of your system of the whole, oh, fuck this, I can't believe I've done this, minor guild. And you're like going, yeah, I think I'm just going to keep playing. and it seems almost underwhelming. Like, yeah, like fucking, oh no, Steamforge made a blog post. But like, yeah, functionally, what, it doesn't mean anything. Like, oh no, the girls were out of stock compared to normal. Who thought this was going to change in a hurry? even on the projected fucking timeline, they were kicked month away from like a ranking guild of the original guild. Now you can buy your own fisherman. Yay, buy your own mortician. Got them zombie model if you want to break out, now the time.
Mm.
Like, yeah, I'm coming out of this of like a renewed sense of optimism and kind of like an enthusiasm to play and kind of understand the game properly. More so than normal. Because like, okay, now more than ever, people in the community are in a position to actually affect the game in a real meaningful way.
Yeah.
And I have most of the models anyway, so I'm not feeling too bad on that front.
Miners. The miners is the only one we couldn't...
Oh no, not the end of
Well, I might look out for some sort of minor-ish looking, like dwarves or something.
Yeah.
You know, chuck them on 30 mil base.
Explain
my situation and my plight if I ever take them to a tournament.
Yeah, okay, I might hop on Deadbrush and see what I can knock out. Like, yeah.
Just pickaxe on a 30 mil base. Brilliant. Cheers, Ryan.
Yeah, here you go. But fuck it, equally done. I'm feeling good. I think it'll be good to do tournament reports again. It can be good to get back out there, good to play again. Mm.
Well, like I said, we can't just open eyed touch eyeballs like we used to at the end of the match. We got a couple of looks when we did that nationals.
Yeah, people are generally bothered by our... But in the meantime, Alex, I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to my next game of Guild Ball.
Yeah, hot damn, I'm looking forward to that Guild Ball goodness.
And next time we hop on, we're actually just going to talk about some fucking games we played. We actually have a bit of content coming up, such as what we've been doing in the meantime, during COVID time. We've got, you know, fucking all the shit going on with Vassal. You've been in a Vassal tournament, literally playing weekly games. In fact, I like you. You've been playing more Guild Ball over COVID.
Yeah,
like the entire time you've been playing.
I think I've played more games. And I was in one of my games. I was talking to one of our locals who was a pundit. I think he was a champion as well. I can't remember, Mark. And we were on the phone like playing, and while we were playing Vassal, and like last night after the announcement, and he goes, I think I've had more people talk to me about arranging games at Guild Ball today than in the last... Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I think on that very, 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 very positive note, like, guys, I'll... Good to be in touch again.
Yeah.
And I'm Ryan.
I'm Alex.
Before we do that, I do want to give a shout out to... our pal Bragg. He's starting a new podcast called An Eye for Gaming, but a Yorkshire Eye, so An.
Or possibly a Scottish Eye.
A Scottish Eye, yeah. Or it should be a wee for, I don't know.
And anything north of the Watford Gap, I think you do.
Oh, no, okay, in Yorkshire bit, A, wasn't it? Yeah. A up gaming. No, the podcast is called An Eye for Gaming.
An Eye for Games.
A game, oh, for fuck's sake. Well, you get the idea. I is spelled A-Y-E for game, and you've done a Patreon.
Yeah, I'm going to put a link to the... It's out now, so I'm going to put a link to the podcast in the show notes for this episode.
Oh, sweet. So, yeah, if you look in the show notes, you'll find it there. I'll have it up on our Facebook, and I'll be checking that out, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
And if you like Bryce, be sure to give him a hand on Patreon. With that being said, Alex, I'll catch you next game, I guess.
I'll see you on the pitch.
I'll see you on the pitch. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.